Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 68. This is your host, Tommy.
And this is your other host, who isn't as big a fan of 68 as he is the number above that, Averino Squidrino. No, Averino Squidrino.
Avery.
Yeah.
It's October.
You know what that means?
Festival.
Ah.
October Festival.
Foods.
Oktoberfest.
Oh.
What foods. This week. Speaking of Oktoberfest,
that's what we're drinking.
We have the Line at Google's Oktoberfest made in Wisconsin.
We are going to put them in our mouths.
Says this one doesn't have a description. I like some of the other ones.
These been made in October.
It's a Marzen beer. Crisp and traditional German style Marzen beer. We have beer steins.
Yep, we got this gardens and gifts and the festival foods. It's a wonderful consumerism time.
I actually got boots. It's got a plentiful color to it.
Like a rich fall harvest.
Very aromatic. I'm feeling a little bloated today. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, no idea.
One meal, had a burger for lunch. Small burger.
I had a lot of Taco Bell before this, so.
Avery, not the T-Bell. Well,
it's my monthly T-Bell.
Okay. Prost. Click.
Clack.
Try. It's fine.
I can drink that.
That's where I'm at.
I can drink that.
It tastes like an Oktoberfest beer. It tastes Germanic.
It tastes Germy.
I taste Germany.
Oh, no. I mean like Germy. Like,
but
like
honestly, it doesn't taste like October or a festival.
This is somewhat you described October taste to me. Mm-hmm. I would be underwhelmed with October. I mean,
Kind of
tastes like
pumpkin candy.
Kind of tastes like apple juice.
That does not taste like apple juice. What kind of apples have you had?
Well, I should say, it tastes more like the hotel watered down
hotel motel Holiday Inn,
like the hotel apple juice that you get, where it's not really all that sweet. It's kind of like that. It's reminding me of that.
I don't dislike it. I mean,
yeah, I'll drink it.
I'd like to say Sam Adams was one of the original mainstream Oktoberfest beers in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because I am from Wisconsin, I support local. Got Line and Kugels.
Get out of here, Boston.
I almost did the New Glarus because they do an Oktoberfest too.
They do.
But
we have 4 weeks of
shows. We could do 4 weeks of Oktoberfest. That's not okay. Should we rank these then? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Linies, L E I N.
Right now they're at the top of the board, but not because we choose them to be.
Out of 10, where do you put it? Let me take another good sip.
Yeah, let's do one more just to get it right.
I like the smell more than the taste.
I like the taste more than the smell.
I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm not the biggest Oktoberfest beer. I'm going to go 6.5.
I'll go a 5.9.
5.9?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not terrible. It's fine.
Tell me. 6.5.
It's at the top of the board.
Avery. I guess we'll just combine the two for the score.
Or just take the average.
Ew.
That's so easy.
That might make worse. I'll think about it.
Add later. That together, divided by two. What's the
you score? Said 5.9?
Yeah.
Okay.
5.9.
A couple new additions to the office.
Yeah.
Avery has headphones again.
Yeah.
I have headphones again.
Yeah.
We originally had a game set of headphones and like a $5 pair of headphones I had.
Yeah.
Now I just got two matching. It was in the podcasting section.
Now we're equals is what Tommy's saying.
They're just both black overhead. They look professional-ish.
They look fine.
Yeah, that's about it.
They definitely look like headphones.
They didn't break the bank, but you can tell they're better quality.
They broke our hearts. I can now tell how loud I am, so.
That's good.
That's good.
I think that will help a little bit.
That's really good.
Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, God, they don't work. They must be burp resistant.
They're not plugged into the microphone.
Yeah. Also, I have a new chair.
Yeah.
I like cars, so I found a
racing chair.
It has a lumbar and a head cushion. I bought it at Best Buy. It cost $300. It said $100 off. I said, good deal. Later that day, after doing some Amazon searching, you can buy similar chairs for about $100. I will say, though, I have sat in one of those $100 chairs before. it is very different. This is a steel actual receipt from a racing company. Mm. It's got a lot of options. Avery, watch this. If I pull this lever,
he's gonna go
okay. I can, oh, shit. Come back. Oh, there we go. It will go 180 degrees.
He just did the PewDiePie, but can't do this.
This one can rock. See this?
That's really cool, Tommy.
This
That's
one can
really
go
great.
Up and down. It has 6 inches of travel, which
That's
is a lot.
Great. That's great.
Watch this.
Yeah, that's really cool, Tommy.
In case my arms want to be more comfortable.
For those of you who haven't seen our setup, I am in one of Tommy's kitchen chairs that doesn't do anything of what he's doing, and I am stuffed in the corner like a
Avery,
umbrella.
I noticed that your house doesn't have a podcast studio.
We could move this easily to my house.
Oh, you want to take my desk to your house?
I could fit a corner.
No, you're not taking my desk.
I'll take your desk, yeah.
This is my beat laboratory.
Yeah, and you could at least scoot the desk 4 inches over so I can turn the chair.
Do you want me to do that?
No.
Oh, I'm like...
Right now.
The only problem if I did that is when I actually work at this desk, then I can't see out the window.
It's a huge window. What are you talking about? Are you on crack?
I don't think it's that big of a window. It's
pretty good size.
Annie, look at me spin. Oh, wow. I don't have to scoot my chair.
Yeah, that's great, Tommy. That's awesome.
I feel like you're comfortable like that, though. Don't rock that chair. It's mahogany.
Yeah, see? I can't do anything with this chair.
Just sit. Sit there.
This is,
Avery.
This is bullshit.
I'm worried, though. I noticed me and your weekends as we move into our recap.
We're
starting to get similar because we're
looking alike.
Let's hear your weekend, and I'll do my weekend, and we'll play what was the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll work around some parts.
Do the whole thing. Whole thing.
Excuse me. It was a dang old. It's both of our friends' birthday. She turned 24. Congrats! You're out of the Michael Jordan era, and now you're in the Jeff Gordon era.
Ooh, nice.
I can't think of any other players with the 24 that are
Brett Favre.
No, he wore two different fours, but that was it.
44.
No. But that was that. So we went out to go get sushi. A big old group of us. It's all you can eat place by my place. It's really good. Had a good time there. Did some buffoonery and whatnot on the playground that was out there, which, dude, playgrounds when you're 6'1", is a way different experience.
Is it difficult?
Everything hurts.
Oh, no.
We tried doing this weird seesaw thing with Brandon, and he kept, like, basically full-on, like, full squat jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And what it would do is, like, push me, like, forward on the seat, so I'm basically hitting my, like, I'm just hitting my balls against, like, the main... Like bouncing up on the
you need to make the sound
on the main fulcrum. Yeah, on the fulcrum, and that hurt. You got to duck everywhere because everything's like
4 feet.
Yeah, everything's like 4 feet tall. Monkey bars though, super easy.
You probably
now.
Just walk.
Super easy now. It's awesome.
Do you feel pretty strong?
I could never do them as a kid. Yeah, no, they were awesome. They were great. Had so much fun.
Yay.
But then, we, of course, took two of the gang back to
long shots.
And we did some long shots.
Oh, yeah?
And we played some
You guys just walked there, then?
Yeah. Played some pool. Played some dang old dang darts. A little bit of dice. They called it a night at long shots early. Because they had to go hit a Pato. I think they won some money and lost some money.
I think they both lost. I think they were there till like 4 in the morning.
They were there at 4 in the morning, yeah.
Were they Ubering, hopefully?
Yeah.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, in drive.
We're not supposed to drink at the same time.
I called it an early... Well, I'm thirsty.
Oh, okay.
I called it an early night once they decided to go to Pato because I don't like to lose money.
Uh-huh.
I blow it all on booze, not gambling. So, woke up. Next morning, got everything prepared for my part of the party, dropped everything off at Brandon's where we're going to host the party. And then...
Brandon is my brother, for those at home.
For those of you who don't, well, your brother is not home, so
he yeah.
won't know about that. But yeah, so we went to, so we were downtown, and so Sam will get into this more for sure, but the Milwaukee Bucks had made a huge trade during the week.
We talked about that last week.
We did. So Damian Lillard is now on the Milwaukee Bucks, which is
big news.
It is big news. And so we went to the ceremony where he, which we didn't really know about, he got off the plane from wherever he was flying out of with his family.
The Fiserv Forum has a airstrip on the roof.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. That's where he landed. But yeah, he pulled up and there was like a, it was probably 3,000 people there to see him just walk into the stadium. We thought he was going to maybe give a little speech to the crowd quick.
He did not.
Which, understanding now that he was just flying with his family for a couple hours, I'm sure it's exhausting, and this whole thing is a whole whirlwind, and he just got in the gym right away and started practicing, so I'm sure that's what he wanted to do. Can understand that. Got on Marchand's Beauchamp's story for a brief second, which was awesome. Fired up on that, and but yeah, then we got back to the party. We hung out, did some drinking games. Went bounced around a couple bars downtown, started at McGillicuddy's. I was getting plowed. Zane will do that.
He lost $20 and he got mad.
I got mad because Tyler told me to bet half of it when I was up $10, and then I lost that, and then I won back to 20, and they told me to bet half again, and I lost that. So I could never get back up to that 20, and I lost the rest of that, and I was like, this sucks.
I lost $480 this last weekend.
On
Gambies.
Yeah, I lost 20 on gambling, which I made that twenty count.
You played for a long time.
I played for a really long time, but I had a system that was working, and then Tyler kept fucking, you know, kept screaming in my ear,
Tyler,
to do all this stuff, and I was too plowed to say no. And you know, I also was like on a hot streak, so I thought she would hit really good, but didn't. Then I went to RWB. And I sobered up, had a good time.
I don't understand how you sobered up.
Because I didn't drink anything. I had one drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't leave the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. I had like four drinks.
Yeah. There. Well, we hung out with some girls who were cool. And
Tyler kissed one of them.
I was talking with some friends on Monday, and they're like, yeah, no. And Tyler was talking to that girl. And I'm like, oh, he wasn't talking with her. He was full on macking her.
Yeah, they were macking.
They were macking. They were macking. Call him. Some I added pump fist, I forgot. Oh well, I did. Yeah. So anyway, like 2 a.m. hits. I kind of get in this weird funk.
Avery left about 12 minutes before us. That probably between. I don't know the exact time, but I was probably about 1:45, 1:50.
Yeah, it was like 1:55. No, it was after 2 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah.
So then you left right after.
It was pretty much the as soon as the DJ was saying, "Hey, this is gonna be the final call or whatever," I dipped because I was looking around. I was like, don't really feel like doing a hangover parade with everybody tomorrow. So I Ubered home.
Roop.
And then I spent pretty much all Sunday on the couch, just exhausted.
Were you hungover, just tired?
I think it's a combination. Probably more tired than hungover. When I woke up, I was super hungover, but then by the end of the day, I was just like, I don't feel like doing anything.
Yep.
So did not do anything. Went to work on
Monday.
That was pretty much my weekend. I mean, Tuesday went off at the bowling alley.
Tell us about it.
So,
hey, bowl of 200, congrats.
My first 200 in league, which is awesome.
Oh, this is a burpee beer.
Yeah, it is. For those who don't know, like, in order to like get that, I bowled only like two frames without a mark, which is awesome. And you have to build strikes up and everything like that.
Did you get a turkey?
No, I never got a turkey.
Really?
It would be two strikes spare, and then either a strike or spare, and then two strikes again and a spare. And it was that was kind of frustrating to get over. But yeah, finally a 200 game. I've been trying to do that since I was, since I started bowling.
Did you cry out of happiness?
I didn't cry, but it was if I had to wish one more thing, it would be just that
bowl of 300.
It was in the 300 is even harder. But yeah, that'd be awesome.
Has Tyler ever bowled 300?
He's only bowled one.
Whoa! Did you get his name on the bowling alley?
Yeah. No, it was his. It was big for him. That was his first one he'd ever done, and it was last year in that house. So, the making is there. I just wish it happened in the third game and not the second, because I went right back to how I was bowling before, which isn't necessarily great in the third. But team ended up doing a sweep on the other one. We beat them in all three games. We won our total.
Do you do a little dance or do you do a strike?
Just a big old fist pump.
Do you want to?
I do ads.
Like oh, nice. I like that, actually.
Yeah, hands with the left, I'm pretty
audio
sure.
Audio visual. Avery just lifted his left hand, held it towards his forehead, and went straight out.
It's pretty much, yeah.
It was kind of like a punch strike.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Just audiovisual.
That's like the bottom of the fist.
Yeah, boom. It's like there's a can on the table that's going to crush
like,
it.
It's like you're like at the top of a flex. It's like, or at the top of a pump. It's like that, kind of. It's just a pump.
I would do a little dance, I think. But I bowled a 201, so.
Dang, I got you beat by 2 pins.
I bowled a 201.
201, yeah. I bowled a 203.
I bowled a 205. I thought I said 205.
No, you didn't. You just said 201.
Yeah, you never know what I'm saying.
But that was great. That was actually honestly pretty sweet. I was really proud of myself in that moment. So gonna do it again next week. We're gonna get it back. Team, go team.
Go team.
Yeah.
Okay, Avery. So thank you for asking my weekend.
Yeah, it was weird.
Kind of started Thursday. Down in Northern Ocean. I'm gonna grab you a beer because I'm about to talk for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't like about this chair, it kind of hinders my ability for the door, because the door, but if you rock with it, there we go. That wasn't that bad. All right, close the door. All right. Thursday night, I had a pretty wild night because I was down in Northern Indiana. Me, my dad, my brother,
yeah.
Jack.
Your brother from your other mother.
No. Well, sure. Actually, yeah. Yep.
Not Jack. I was
and after, you know, we went to dinner and had some beers. We went to this bar to have some beers. Yeah. We're all tuned up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So all four of us, including my dad, go to the strip club.
Calm down.
And, you know, this is not the normal strip club. This one's in a pole barn.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, here come the girls. Oh, yeah. They're like fresh meat. And they're like, they all come to us. And, you know, they go to Jack, my brother, and my dad. They're all in relationships. They're like, nah, beat it.
No.
And they're like, and then they come to me like, oh, you want to dance? I'm like, sure, here's $20. So, like, come with us to the mystery room. I'm like, okay.
Sweet.
So we get over to the little side thing, which is
what's inside?
I know. Not much of a mystery room. And it's really just a bench with like a wall separated from everything else.
Everybody knows what's happening in the fifth. There's no mystery.
Yeah. And so she's like, you can sit there. I'm like, no. And I start stretching. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, you asked for a dance. And I said, I will now teach you to kick line. And so I start stretching my knees. No, kick line. Not
yet.
Quiet, you. Yeah. Kick line is when you go like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, I don't want to kick
line. Okay, then why did you say square dancing?
That sounds
quiet. Quiet. That's line dancing, you whore.
Square dancing.
Anyways, stretch on my knees because I have bad knees. And I get ready to do it. I kick my leg up really high. I slip right under my butt because I'm wearing new boots and they have really nothing to pull me in place. Mm-hmm. Fall on my butt. She starts laughing. The guy that's like the DJ that also kind of keeps an eye on the girls, he's dying. And I'm like, you can keep the 20. And I walk away.
Out of the mystery room.
And those guys are like, what just happened? This
kid is stupid.
This kid is nuts crazy.
What if they took you into the mystery room, but it was like an escape room?
So no.
You thought you were getting your lap dance, and they just shove you in and lock you.
Okay, here are your clues to get out.
No! Oh.
I would run through the door. I would Kool-Aid man
through
the door. I can't
figure this out. Dad, I just wanted a lap dance. Now I can't get out of this room.
It's very bright. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's like the wave. Yeah.
So anyways, Thursday, done, whatever. Friday, wake up. I help teach the sales class because I'm a sales ninja. I roll out of Indiana around 2:00, get back here on 4:30. That was pretty much my Friday. Friday, my boy Sam rolls into town.
Yeah.
Go over to Marta's for some espresso martinis. I eat some Takis. Heartburn. Stop drinking.
Ow.
And then, yeah, so, you know, hit it pretty early Friday night because Thursday hit it a little harder. Mm. Wake up on Saturday, me and Sam get some brunch. I didn't eat anything because I know I had to atone my stomach to drink that night, and I don't like to have food in me when I drink, which is probably not a good idea.
Backwards.
But whatever. So he gets brunch. I put 20 in a machine and get 50. Nice. Good job, Tommy.
Nice.
I don't know. Maybe around 1:30, go to the store, get some stuff. I got these tater tot kegs for the birthday party.
Yeah.
Did you try one?
Yeah.
They're delicious. I didn't make them. Quiet, you.
You watched me.
They were delicious. I didn't make them, but they were good. I'd get them for another party.
At least I made my stuff.
Didn't you have apples and caramel dip?
No, it was Tyler.
Oh, that was worse than mine.
I made crackers.
Oh, those were yummy.
Crackers, yeah.
Those were yummy.
I think I'm going to bring the rest of the branch.
You should.
Just finish those off.
Yep.
I made a strawberry dip too that ended up spilling in the fridge.
Oh, no.
So I didn't get
did you cry?
I didn't get
what sound did you make when you saw it spilling?
No, I didn't see it spilling.
Did you get your teeth going?
No. I was gone. I was like, because I went back to pick up my stuff on Monday.
Oh.
And Brandon was like, I'm like, wait, wasn't I supposed to just like it was all in a bag. And I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to bring that. But,
crapper.
Yeah. But yeah,
where's my milk bin jersey?
It's in the bag. That's what I forgot to bring.
In your car?
At my apartment.
Did you get strawberry dip my jersey?
No. It spilled in the fridge before they cleaned it all up.
Okay, good.
So there's nothing on your jersey.
Oh.
But
I had the freshest off. Okay, anyways. Anyway, Saturday, we do brunch. I get shit. Go to the party. We're hanging out. It's fun. We're doing drinking games. I'm part of their friend group, but I'm kind of like a weird big brother of the friend group, but we all went to school together, but me and Avery are really good friends, and I'm good. We're all friends. Yeah, go to the bars. We go to McGillicuddy's. I lose $80 in the slot machine. Sad. Then we go to Red, White, and Blue. I dance really hard all night. Get all sweaty. Had a couple drinks. Not a lot, because I don't want my Sunday to be ruined.
Oh, I didn't have a lot of drinks because dancing so hard.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to dance hard when you got stuff on you, drinks on you.
Avery and I were the only ones that really danced all night.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, too.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing as much dancing as
we did. He had only a single partner.
Yeah, we have group dancing.
Maybe. Good for him.
Yeah, good for Tom. So then Avery left, and then I was like, there goes my dancing buddy. Yeah. So we left like 15 minutes after, though. We're all walking back. I am the most sober by a mile because no one else is nailing a straight line walk and they're just doing dumb shit.
Mm.
But as I'm walking, I'm like, oh, I can tell I haven't eaten too much. So I look over my shoulder to the left, look over to my right, no one's there. I throw up, but don't even miss a step because I don't want to cause a scene.
Seven line.
Yeah, just kept walking. It was my like stomach bile. Really all there was.
Too much water.
Too much water.
Yeah, I've had those types of pukes.
I get back. I got there early enough because as the Papa Bear, I'm sleeping on the couch. I don't care what anyone's doing. Sleep on the couch. Go to bed. I wake up first. You know, whatever.
Get out of there.
When I left, everyone was still kind of, I'm an early riser. Get home. Sunday. I knew I had to leave early because I had a full day. Sunday, I get home, shower, straighten up the house a little bit as I always do on Sundays. And then, what did I eat? I ate something though. I did not eat anything because it was Will's birthday. Ah. So I got to the Nickel at about 11:30.
Mm.
I see this major. I'm like, Will, I'm going to hang out with you all day, but I'm going to play this machine all day. Pull out $400 from the machine.
Yeah.
As I'm playing, I order a bunch of pizzas for the whole bar. Bar's busy. I ordered six or seven pizzas for the bar. I was like, yeah, dummy. But meanwhile, I was having an existential crisis because, well, I played that game from 11:45 to 5 o'clock, which is a long time. I lost $400 because I was chasing a jackpot.
Spent on pizza.
At that point, the pizza, I had coupons. It was only $40 for all those pizzas.
You should spend it all on
at me. This point, my dad heard about what I was doing. Some of my friends heard about it. So everyone's watching me. And if I finally get up, I shake all their hands. Like, why are you shaking my hands? I said, because I'm not gambling at bars till 2024. Because I don't like losing money. And then, shortly after that, I mean, it was only like 8 o'clock at night when I left. But I drank a lot the night before and I was tired. And I didn't drink a lot at the Nickel, but I was still drinking. So I'm like, I'm going bad. I need to have a good Monday.
Yeah.
And, here we are.
And here we are.
Wednesday night. A couple drinks last night when I was watching the Bert Kreischer movie. Kind of a letdown. Did you see it?
No.
It's on Netflix. You don't have Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
It was kind of a letdown.
I kind of figured it would be.
Yeah, like, kind of a low-budget cast except for Bert, which he probably would have done it for free just to have a movie.
Yeah, I've been like, hell yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah, but, it was fine. So before we get into today and take a quick break, we're going to do things, which I don't know how long this segment's going to be. Things that are more fun sober.
I feel like it's going to be short.
Yeah, you're used to short things.
Hey, now.
We'll move into our sports segment, Sam's Sports Corner, and we'll do the losing teams of this week.
The worst teams of the week.
Worst teams of the week. And then after the our sports segment, we're going to do our go back to our roots and do a 3-2-1 fast food.
Yeah.
Pretty much any food that takes less than 10 minutes, because now we have fast casual, but like my pizza, I call that fast food.
Pizza.
Portillo's, fast food.
Yeah.
Five Guys, fast food.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Culver's fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Culver's fast food.
They prefer the term
fast casual.
Fast casual.
Yeah, but that's fast food. If it takes less than 10 minutes or they have a drive through, it's fast food. We'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Avery.
Can't talk. I'm drinking.
This weekend, for the second year in a row, Whatever Hot Rods gathers a group of comrades and travels across the state of Wisconsin for the Whatever Wisconsin Hot Rod Cruisapalooza. And Avery's going.
The first time ever, I'll be there.
Avery is riding shotgun in the OG Pontiac Firebird with Grant.
I'll be there.
We got a good set of cars this year. We're looping through Kenosha County, through Walworth County, up through Rock County, hitting Dade County, hooking on the far side of Madison. From Madison, going up to the Wisconsin River, getting all the cars on a free ferry, going across Lake Wisconsin. 7-minute ride.
And I'll be there.
And hooking up through some of the back roads of the Wisconsin Dells. When we get to the Wisconsin Dells, I bet you want to know, but you got to wait for next week. Whatever Hot Rods, the best sponsor ever.
Hey, I'll be there.
And we're back. Did you guys hear something about Whatever Hot Rods?
I'll be there.
Have you ever been to the corner?
Which one?
The one that's about athletics.
My parents are in the corner a lot when I wet the bed. I don't think that's the corner.
Okay. Anyways, it's that time for the corner. Take your song.
Get in the corner.
No,
get in the corner.
Sam Sports Corner song.
Get in the corner. It's Sam Sports Corner. Get in.
That's not the song you sang.
I forgot what the song was. I forgot it.
You really forgot the Sam Sports Corner song?
I forget it every week. I come up with a new one, and then we just.
All right, let's hear it.
No, that was it. That was what I did. Now I don't feel like doing it anymore. Get in the corner. It's Sam Sports Corner. Get in the corner. It's Sam Sports Corner. Get in the corner. Wear your Sports Corner hat.
It doesn't look very high def today.
No, because you have a light right in it.
Yeah, that might be why. Let's call him.
Let's give him a call. Give him a little call sometimes.
Get in the corner. It's Sam Sports Corner. Get in the corner. It's Sam Sports.
Let's see if he remembers the Sam Sports Corner song.
Does he remember it? I don't remember. How do you remember the Sam Sports Corner song?
You sang a song this week, and you said it for 2 weeks in a row.
No, I don't remember it.
You did.
I don't remember it.
Ah.
What are we going to do for the next 15 minutes?
Ah.
Oh, wait. He just texted me. In the shitter. Let's see. I'm going to text him back.
Well.
Will you call back soon? All right. The text has been sent.
It's been sent.
I need you to remember this answer.
Will he be in the shitter all night? That's the question.
Honestly, guys, for the first time in the podcast in like the last like 6 weeks, Avery is ahead of me in drink. So Avery's going to tell you about his wake up today.
My wake up, when I woke up, I woke up, right? Took a little while to get going.
Yeah.
Took a shower.
Yeah.
I have this really bad habit right now where I'm like, all right, it's 6:15. Just got to use the bathroom quick and get in the shower.
Yeah.
And then by the time I look up, 6:25, I have a shower.
Now you're running late.
Shit. And then, it's like, I plan to get out of here at 6:30, and now I get out of there at 10 minutes later, which is not a fun time.
That's our manager's kind of not here this week, so it's kind of okay.
Everyone's been taking it easy.
Not me, though.
It's actually been going better than I thought.
The sales escalator that I run, you got to keep going. It does not stop. It never stops.
That's gonna...
Tommy Sports Escalator. That's what I would call my team, because you always got to keep stepping up. And even if you don't, you still got to keep moving.
I'm trying to move my head like the DVD in those DVDs.
You don't need to do that right now.
Trying to get it in the corner.
They even text me back. Got a Snapchat.
How long will he
take a dump for.
And like, how is he not? How is he not responding immediately? Because you know he's looking at his phone.
It's got to be.
And he doesn't have two phones.
I was gonna say, what is he, Amish?
Wait, he read it. He read it. He
read it.
This is bad production quality.
He went on Reddit.
He's, or what if he is responds on Reddit? How is he typing for so long?
This is gonna be
get in the corner. Oh gosh!
And the answer,
dude. He said he's not going to call back tonight.
Ah, all right.
I'm gonna spot all caps now. Okay. You know, this is everything to me.
Yeah,
and you sweep me under the fridge
like old Twinkie.
Shredded cheese.
He's just not feeling the sports tonight.
All right, Avery, you're gonna have to run it tonight.
All right, hey, it's my corner now. Oh my god. All right, well, there's a lot of things going on. Packers, nothing's going to be happening this week until Monday night.
Monday.
Where they travel to Las Vegas to take on the Las Vegas.
You said Vegas. Do you even know how to talk?
The Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders would be also.
Ooh, some of the boys will get to see their old bestie.
Yeah, Devontae.
Devontae Adams.
I think that's French. Brewers are working on the playoffs right now. They're in their second
you
want a
score
game.
Check?
Let's take a look at the score check for
no,
them.
No, I'll do the score check.
Do the score check. But they lost last night after giving up 3 home runs in a single inning.
Jack said that was one of the biggest disappointments of baseball he's seen in his life.
It was tough to watch, watching it in the bowling alley.
Oh, big suck.
But hopefully they are bouncing back right now. They're down 3-2. Christ.
End of the fifth.
That's not good.
Here's the problem with Wisconsin athlete, and they score their first two in the first inning.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of Wisconsin athletics, not the Bucks, sometimes.
The Bucks.
We choke when we get to the big leagues.
The Bucks count in this instance as
last
year.
Yeah. But we choke when we get to the big leagues sometimes.
As a Packers fan, yes, absolutely yes. They won.
We had a Super Bowl
it's now 12 years
back,
ago.
We were alive for it, so we're happy.
It was more years ago than I was alive at the time. No, I watched them win when I was 11. Now it's 12 years since that Super Bowl.
I'm older than you, though, so keep that in mind.
Well, I'm just saying. It was half my life ago.
Craig Council.
Oh, Christ.
He's trending right now.
On what, firing him?
Dude, they're not going to fire him.
I remember.
They're having, like, their best year ever.
Well, not if they get bounced in the first round. Dude. If they get swept in the first round, oh, my God. That would be atrocious. So yeah, big concerns with them right now. And also the future.
I got my work email on here now. Here's
now,
you, Avery.
Now the Bucks had their media day. It looks like it's going to be a very interesting team. Another free agency sign at guard. The question will be, who will be the two man?
Avery, what will be the question?
That's what I just said. Who's going to be the number two man for the Bucks playing the scoring guard and not the point? Dame's going to take the point. Giannis at the strong forward. Chris at the Chris at the three spot, and Giannis at the power forward, and of course Brooke Lopez underneath. But who is going to step up and take that remaining starting roster spot?
I plan to buy a Portis jersey this year.
I bought a Portis jersey last year, and I don't know where it is.
I don't know what color issue. I think because of me, I should stick to the traditional colors,
which is what, green.
Yeah.
Oh,
the green with the tan.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Anybody get a black white jersey?
I have to get a bunch for when I do Bucks games.
So oh, you have to. Are you doing that again?
I might. I signed up for some, like in the interest forms. Like, how many can you do? And I said about half. So it's about where I want to be this year.
Huh?
Because I don't destroy my lungs.
Oh yeah, and it makes for late nights.
Yeah.
Are any of your boys doing it still?
Grant's out.
Yeah.
I think completely.
Yeah.
Tyler kept his job there, so that's good.
Oh, good.
A lot of people didn't. So interesting, but yeah,
is so Tyler be doing a lot?
He's gonna be at every home game, pretty much.
Does he get paid for that?
Yep,
a lot.
It's a part time job, not really. No,
I only know how to make big bucks.
Yeah, I'm the guy who makes the big
Look,
bucks.
I did a hard pour this time just to try to get some of the bubbles out. Looks I did not.
Your head's
I might have done too hard of a pour.
You have more head than beer.
Quiet, you. No one ever tells me.
Is this your first time?
Shut up.
But that's kind of, well, those are the minor in-depth stuff around the NFL. Some things are happening. You know, it's a pretty interesting where teams are ending up after week four. Chicago's an absolute dumpster fire, still being winless, losing to the team that got 50 points hung on them, the Denver Broncos, which is also a team that was spiraling out of control. Sorry, Bears.
They had improvement. They had the Broncos.
Were down, what, 20 points?
The Broncos have showed everybody still who the worst team in the NFL is.
That is Chicago
Bears. Chicago. Bear down.
But a close second behind them is the New York Football Giants, as their quarterback was sacked 11 times.
And you know who the Giants are playing this week?
The Giants are playing
the Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Will the Dolphins score more points on the Giants than they did on the Broncos?
Probably not.
Maybe. It's hard to say. But it's entirely possible. Now we're still talking NFL. Let's bring up the worst teams of the week.
The worst of
yeah.
You have no more Brewers or Bucks talk.
Well, the Brewers aren't much to say right now. Their season could be over in a couple hours with another subpar finish. Bucks is just waiting for the season to start. They are the betting favorites right now to win the championship. However, I guess some other breaking NBA news. Former Buck.
I poured it too hard. There's not enough bubbles in this panel. Former Buck.
Drew Holiday traded to Boston, which makes them actually kind of,
But I hate Boston.
Everyone in Wisconsin hates Boston. Now, I don't think this is Drew's fault. He didn't ask to be sent there. And it makes the most sense for him to, it's probably one of the best teams that he has the best fit on.
Yeah.
I think it's either Boston or another team the Bucks hate, which is the Phoenix Suns. I think he would have probably fit there really well.
Suns and four.
Right. I think maybe another place would have actually.
I didn't know hear that about Drew.
He's on the Celtics right now.
That's going to suck, I think. I think that might be a little karma.
So I think.
I was a big, for the people that don't know, I'm a big Drew Holiday fan.
I enjoy Drew as well. I think Dame is a better.
He's way better.
I think the problem is you can't keep everyone in a trade. If you trade for somebody, you got to give up somebody. So I think Dame for Drew is probably the best trade off. However, a backcourt with Dame and Drew would be that would be a backcourt. That would be tough to defend, especially when you have Giannis, Chris, and Brooke underneath being able to clean up. Huh. That would be a very dangerous starting five, but I don't think.
Where's Allen?
Possible.
Where's Allen?
Well, he's fucked off. He's gone.
Oh, really?
He's in Phoenix. Yeah, he's in Phoenix. So now, all the Suns fans get to cheer for him.
They get to cheer for him.
I think the only other spots I could see Drew making the most sense looking around the league is Philadelphia. I think him instead of James Harden would be a better compliment for Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. But that obviously is not working out because Philly is not a good organization. But also, Drew Holiday started there. So, la-di-da.
Huh. Well, everybody, that was Avery's athletic angle.
Yeah.
And now that was pretty good for coming up on the spot.
It's the angle of the dangle. Dangle is sports in this instance.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And now, as we move on to week 5 in the NFL. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll through each game. You're going to call the loser. I might agree with you or disagree, and we can say why or why not.
All right.
And then from there, we will pick the top three losers of the week.
Yeah, the ones you should bet to lose. Put your money on it.
First one, easy loser, Commanders-Bears. I'm picking the Bears. Bears
are going to lose that one hard.
Commanders, they're starting to show us that they can compete under pressure.
They're not a pushover. They lost in overtime last week to the Eagles, who...
Which I thought that was going to be a bloodbath.
I mean, a lot of people thought that'd be a little bit tougher. You know, the Eagles, too, just on that, they're the most impressive team, meaning that they're undefeated right now, but it's not making a whole lot of noise.
Waves.
I think the Cowboys in being in their conference makes it to kind of taking away their spotlight. But also, they just haven't beaten any very serious on-paper teams.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens once they get some real competition.
All right. Bills, Jaguars.
Bills are going to win again. Oh, my God.
I agree.
Bills.
Next one a little bit closer. Saints, Patriots.
Yes.
I'm picking the Saints as the winner.
I think, well, it's tough. So Derek Carr, they brought back in last week after Green Bay broke his shoulder. So I don't know. They kind of rushed him back in. Derek Carr did not look good last week. However, they're playing another team that's having a really tough time kind of getting their footing in the Patriots. So much so where they're saying that their starting quarterback is ruining and probably will get fired, the greatest coach in NFL history.
Yep.
That's the angle I'm hearing going around. So it's kind of a toss up here.
If I put a 20 on the game, I'd put on the Saints.
And they're playing in Foxborough.
Saints at the Folks. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could see the Patriots pulling out on this one. However, that Saints D is tough. So I have to go with the Saints on this. I agree. It's tough to say. That one's one of the harder ones for the week, but I think the Saints probably have enough defensive power, and Mac Jones is going to make more mistakes than good calls, I think.
Titans-Colts.
Another this one more match. This one's tough.
Again. I would put money on Tennessee. We got to roll through this a little quicker.
Okay. Yeah. Well, these are also two middling teams. It's kind of hard to tell if they're good or not. Both have some future prospects that look good. I would say the Colts. I'd give the Colts this one.
All right, I go Tennessee, but that's fine. Ravens, Steelers.
This is a Ravens all day, every day.
Yeah.
The Steelers are their starting quarterback. Ravens defense far superior than the Steelers. And the Steelers do not really do well in conference games.
Yep. Next one I think is the easy call, Panthers, Lions. The Lions are looking good this year. I'm going Lions.
Panthers are yet to win a game, so yes, I will go Detroit on that.
Yeah. Texans and the Falcons.
This one's another interesting one. The Texans have started to gain some momentum with their rookie quarterback. I would give the Texans this one. As the Falcons right now, their quarterback draft pick from last year is not really meeting up expectations this year. Right, dangerous run game, but I think the Texans got it.
Right now, I'm taking down I think who the biggest loser of the week will be in the Dolphins and the Giants game. I will say
hammer down
Dolphins by over 26 yes. points.
No Saquon Barkley. There's no way that the Giants are going to score all that much. Daniel Jones behind a horrible O-line will not do the job. So that one I would agree. Hammer down on the Dolphins.
Yep. Bengals, Cardinals. I'm going to call the Cardinals. I'll lose on this one.
Cardinals, I think, will win this
you
one.
You do?
Yes. I think Joe Burrow is clearly playing injured, and that did not work out for the other quarterback in Ohio, Baker Mayfield. They had lost last week as well to a team they probably should have beat. And I think this year is just kind of the Jenga block before everything kind of all falls. Yep. You know what I mean? There's the one where, you got away with it. They're kind of in that right now. If they don't fill some holes back in and get some things squared up, this thing's going to fall right on over for Cincinnati after their Super Bowl appearance.
Huh. All right, Eagles-Rams.
I think we're gonna. I just trust the Eagles more than I do the Rams at this point.
Would you say I'm not gonna say Rams is one of the biggest losers this week?
No, I think they're gonna play competently. I think just the Eagles will just do a little bit more just because they have more depth. The Rams are just playing tougher and they're just playing smarter, but they're not necessarily a better team.
I think another shit show coming up is the Jets Broncos game. I do believe the Jets will win.
I think the Jets can't. I think so. I think Zach Wilson will put it together in this game.
Aaron Rodgers looks really upset watching Zach. But I don't think Zach's a horrible player.
No, he's not. I think the problem is he's just inexperienced and they don't have the talent around him to protect him.
And obviously.
The O-line's the biggest issue with this team. Still.
Well, no. Aaron's going to look at anyone and say they're not good.
I don't think – well, when you listen to how Aaron Rodgers talks to them, which I wish he did more with Green Bay players, is and especially through Hard Knocks, you can tell he really likes Zach. And he wants to see him grow. I think the situation the Jets have thrown Zach Wilson in is completely unfair, and it's really tough.
Yeah.
So
no one's expecting that.
I want to see Zach Wilson get a more fair opportunity, but I think he needs time to sit. He's not a quarterback that can just go in right away, and I think he's proved that.
I think the next two games are going to be two of the other big losers for the week. Chiefs-Vikings.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings are going to burn.
Are the Vikings at home or are they on the road?
Let's see.
They are at home.
They're at home, but I can't see a situation where
they I don't see them
getting, I mean, I can see them losing. I don't see them getting completely beat at home.
Okay. That's right. Well, we both.
If they were in Arrowhead, I think this would be a bloodbath for Minnesota. Minnesota's not playing well this year.
Yeah.
Certain players are, but the team is not.
All right. We'll keep that. Next one, Cowboys 49ers.
This will be actually a really interesting game to see. I still think the 49ers are probably the best team in the NFC. Really strong team. We'll see how they stack up against Dallas's defense.
I'm putting money on the 49ers.
But the 49ers will probably come out in this one, yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, the Packers and the Raiders.
The Raiders. Packers, I think.
I believe the Packers will win.
I think they'll win this one. I think they had a long time to examine their mistakes against Detroit, and there were a lot of them to examine. So, and then they go into a bye week after this, so they'll do a really big push to figure it out, buddy.
All right, so I have the Giants as one of our big losers. Who do you got in the other two?
I think another one big loser.
And I don't know if it's fair to even call the Bears because they're a big loser every week.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hammer on that. And who knows? Maybe they turn around against Commanders. Yep. I don't think so, but. Just for the variety of life, I think the Ravens will be the big winners this week. As the Steelers will be the big
loser. The Steelers be a big loser. Steelers, I like that call.
Steelers will lose, and I'll also put the Panthers in as a losing team as well. How the Lions are coached and how they go about playing is they're very well coached. They don't make mistakes against a very mistake prone rookie quarterback who is playing hard, but I think they're going to expose him.
I'm going to put a wild card big loser. You might not agree with me. I believe the Cowboys are going to hurt.
Well,
I think both the Cowboys and the Vikings are going to lose by a lot.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to lose by that much, but I think it'll be a close game. And it might even be a very boring game to watch because it's going to be very, very, very defensively. Oh, God.
All right, Avery, and for your first call of the year, who's winning the Super Bowl? Can't say the Packers.
If I had to make it today, if I had to guess, I mean, if it started now, and this is in October, real football doesn't start till after Thanksgiving. But just kind of looking at how these teams stack up, how they've gone through 4 weeks, how they've handled business. I'm going to have to say, I think the firepower of the Dolphins, that could be something that's very interesting when this is all said and done.
My calls the 49ers.
I can see Dolphins 49ers. It's a really interesting Super Bowl.
That'd be a good game.
That'd be a good Super Bowl.
Two teams that were dust and dirt a few years ago.
49ers really weren't. They never were dust.
They were never. I don't think they were a powerhouse.
Oh, they were always a powerhouse.
Disagree.
In the past 10 years, yes. They disagree. Have always been, they've always been a problem.
Disagree. Disagree.
There was a time before. Well, once Shanahan got in back in 2018.
Shanahan. Good.
So that's already 7 years.
2018 doesn't feel like 7 years ago. It feels like 2 years ago. 2 years. 2020 was a big year.
Okay, so 2017 was 6 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So.
Take note. Dolphins. Chiefs. 49ers bowl game. Okay. Are we done with sports?
Yes. Put that aside.
Sports aside.
Kick that to Sam's corner.
We are going to... I know, Sam kind of debauched us.
Have fun dumping, buddy.
We're going to take a break. You guys are going to hear about a dive bar of the week, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to do 3, 2, 1, and maybe even a wild card.
Maybe.
Fast foods. Be right back.
Bye.
Okay, now for a quick dive bar of the week. Today in my travels across the great state of Wisconsin, and this is the first dive bar I'll say that I've never actually drank at, but you can kind of just tell, was Danny Boy's Irish Pub in downtown Horicon, Wisconsin. Me and the other sales rep, Jack, sat at the bar. We got a small menu, which I've always said is small menu is important to a dive bar. We each got a burger. Jack got a Western burger, which had barbecue sauce, onion tanglers, bacon. Pretty common Western burger. Now, the burger I got was a little fancy for a dive bar. It was called the Spicy Eddie Burger. Spicy cheese curds, pepper jack cheese, and a jalapeno aioli, which you could tell was homemade. Both burgers with sides were $10. They were delicious. It was great. They had drink specials all over the place. They had a claw machine. They had games. They had pool tables. They had dartboards. Good bathrooms. Everything was great. Not a complaint in the world. Great dive bar. Avery, we'll see you next week. I don't think an Oktoberfest is a craft beer.
It's not a fucking regular
beer. So I just looked at the health stats on this puppy. Oh. It has 170 calories, which I don't think is crazy. Because a Miller Lite has 96. You have two Miller Lites, boom, you're there.
Well, two women are.
Okay. No, dog. I don't want to look at. There's 17 carbs in one of these.
Yeah.
And I'd say flavor for flavor, it's not eight times better than a Miller Lite. I wouldn't say it's any better than a Miller Lite or a Coors Light. They all have less carbs, less calories.
It's called a theme, man.
I suppose the way me and you look,
don't matter.
I don't think it's really going to matter if we have these four beers.
I haven't moved off to a 65 in 3 weeks, so that's fine.
I've been sitting. I'm just a slug. It's now that it's not as summery as it was. I'm not. Well, I actually been working on the cars a little bit, which is fun, but major sigh. But anyways, folks, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
I bet.
We're
just talking about how much we enjoy these things, which is
we God, we love Oktoberfest beers.
Oh God. Oh fuck.
They burped. We're in a beer wall. Me and Avery are each gonna open our last and fourth Oktoberfest. I'm not gonna hard pour again because when it was flat, it was not as good to put down.
That is what she said. Hey now.
I guess it's not the worst though, because like if we did craft beers every week, come on, let Papa help you with that.
All
right. Let Papa Tom help you with that.
I don't know. That one's stuck on there a little bit.
Is this a sick joke? Hold on. There we go. There you go. Papa Tom will help you out every time.
If I could just run this around as a warm water.
What?
It's from SpongeBob.
Oh yeah. The pickle.
He's trying to open up the ketchup bottle.
Quiet you. Anyways.
To get in the salty Splatoon, how tough are you?
Avery did make a good point. It is October. We can drink Oktoberfest beers.
Yeah, so it was the Oktoberfest.
Oh, it's the Germans. And I'm saying Oktoberfest beers. Okay, anyways. That was not racist. That was
acting. I'm actually a quarter German, so.
I'm actually three quarters German. So actually what you just did hurt.
So actually, we're 100%.
Yeah. So we're going to do Oktoberfest for October.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And by then, there'll probably be some new stuff we can catch up in November.
Yeah.
For
Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving.
Your turkey flavored seltzer. Oh my God.
I remember, I always think about like Bud Light seltzers doing all the weird flavors around Christmas.
Yeah, those are horrible.
Like, well, most of them are, but like, I remember when Bud Light seltzer did the peppermint patty. Everyone hated them but me.
No, peppermint patty was fine.
Best of all of them. Yes, but there was like.
It was like ginger snap. Disgusting.
That was gross. And then there was like. I don't remember.
That one being bad. It was like. They had a cranberry one that wasn't.
Cinnamon really apple great. Was not awesome.
Not great. Yeah, that was the other one.
Sour apple, great. Cinnamon apple, not good.
And they had like a cranberry one that was.
The pumpkin pie one was bad.
Oh, yeah.
For the sweater pack.
No, that wasn't the ugly sweater.
Yeah, it was. They did pumpkin pie.
They must have done that the next year, then, I think it was. But the initial run was like a ginger snap, a cranberry, the peppermint patty, and.
At some point in November, we'll do an ugly sweater pack.
Well,
they do a Christmas one and an ugly sweater one.
No, the Christmas one was the ugly sweater one.
No, they do two seasonal runs.
Then that's,
dude!
That can't be called ugly sweater, though, because ugly sweater is associated with Christmas.
You're an ugly sweater. No, because they do a winter one and a don't cry. Or is it called Maple Harvest? Don't cry.
That would make way more sense.
It's well, but they have a fall one, and then they have a Christmas
one. They have a fall one, they have a Christmas one, but they used to call the Christmas one the ugly sweater pack.
No,
but that was when they did like more like the themes around the flavor, like, because now it's like soda and cocktail, but they really genericized it.
But
if it's a word, well, but like before it was the ugly sweater,
it's
pack,
not a word,
and it was out of the office, and it was
the soda ones are good,
they're fine, they're really sweet, they're fine,
they're good though,
they're fine.
They're good,
they're fine
for compared to the rest of the Bud Light seltzers, they're good,
yes, in general, they're fine,
they're good. They're good.
They had the original OG out of the office pack with like the 80s computer saying, hey.
That was awesome.
That was my favorite pack of
books. It had cherry lime. The tie-dye pack. I like the tie-dye pack.
Tie-dye pack was
okay. Cherry lime, blue raspberry, and then there was another one.
Those were super sweet, though.
Oh, you're super sweet.
I used to drink those while trying to like get tan on Whitewater Lake.
Nice.
And that was they were fine. They were approachable. That was the OG to what the cocktail pack is now.
Are we supposed to be boycotting Bud Light on this podcast
anymore?
Are we supposed to do it anymore? I don't know.
I just don't like it to start with.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's funny to do them. The only Bud Light product I like is Bud Light Lime.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
But shut up. What do you think is good? Because
What I think is good? Like,
what do you think is good?
Did I say it's like good?
White Claw?
White Claw?
I like White Claw.
That's always my go-to is White Claw.
I love those red, white, and berries when they did the seltzer. Not the zero sugar, the seltzer.
Okay.
Yeah, I like those.
I mean, my light of choice is Coors. That's me.
I used to drink a lot of Coors Light. I would take a Busch Light over Coors Light.
No, you would. I think Coors is best out of the bottle. I'm going to stand by that. I don't really like a draft Coors. Can's
Mountains.
Good.
The Blue Mountains is cool, though.
It is cool. It's good marketing.
Oh, you know what? You know what Miller should do to kind of combat it?
Should they make
their... You know, like the wreath that's gold? When it's cold, it's gold. Mm. And when it's not Slay, it's gray.
Second part I didn't get.
So it's like golden when it's ice cold, and then when it
I got that. That part's easy.
It gets a little gray.
It's not Slay.
It's gray.
You know, I saw something today. It was there.
Oh wow, your eyes are nice.
There's a billboard. I think you've seen it driving by through Milwaukee. It's like it's a Visi billboard.
Yes.
Like for your game day vibes.
I hate that.
I hate it.
No one likes Visi. I don't know if I've tried the orange cream pop, but I bet that's not horrible.
It's fine.
Everything's just fine. It's okay. I don't think it's fine.
I don't enjoy it. It's fine is I don't think it's offensive to, but I don't enjoy it. That's my it's fine. It's okay.
I've never had a Vizzy and be like, this is so good.
I had one like that, and then I had a tall boy of it, and I wanted to yak in a car.
Vizzy, I mean, it's cool that they add the antioxidants and vitamin C, but it's not... Good. It's made in Milwaukee. It's not good.
I drank a lot of it junior year of college.
What flavor? Like the original variety pack?
Yeah.
It was fine.
And that was good.
Let me finish. It was fine because there was a lime one in there that I liked.
What was that? That was the lime. Like
lime blueberry fruit. Or lime? No. It was not passion fruit.
No, it was blueberry, kashi, pineapple. Something.
It's acai.
I don't care.
It's four letters. How do you get akashi out of four letters?
Fuck. Okay, blueberry acai, pineapple something, strawberry kiwi, and then something else. That's where your lime gonna come in. I remember. Look it up. We got a computer. You're not even trying to type.
Click, click. Vizzy pack one.
Vizzy party pack.
Vizzy.
It's getting Vizzy.
Pack one. Enter.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Antioxidant and vitamin C.
What are the flavors?
Okay, did you guys? Can we just go back to a second when Avery said akashi?
Yeah, I say it. Everyone who knows me knows I say it.
Okay. Oh.
So yeah, it was
this is not the.
Yeah, that's the original pack.
Quiet you.
That's the original.
Quiet that's you.
The OG.
Quiet you.
That's the OG.
Okay. Yeah, but you can't even see the flavors.
Oh, get better eyes.
All right, pineapple mango.
Pineapple mango, which is you now
see papaya like passion fruit.
That's okay.
Blueberry pomegranate, which I like that one.
That one's my favorite. Yeah.
Strawberry kiwi. So here's another one though.
That's the lemonade pack.
Damn it.
I thought about it. I've gotten sick on Vizzy's. Like Vizzy's gonna be the most sick.
Oh really? You got sick on Vizzy's?
Yeah, because I drank so much of it.
Girl.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Not today though. Maybe ass. Another day, but not
what today. Ass. No, and the lemonade ones in South Carolina.
I got
sick on.
So there has to be, what's this? There has to, refreshingly berry. There has to be people that drink Vizzy's though because they
have a lot of flavors. But
I think them up in stores.
They're filled up because no one's drinking them.
Avery, well is a hole in the ground that water fills up.
Well, let that sink in.
We're here to do a 3-2-1 on fast food. We're done talking about this.
We're done talking about
this. Unfortunately,
why don't we make it 3-2-1 salsa brands?
That is good, but I am not in the mood to talk about seltzers right now.
Why? How can you not be in the mood to drink talk about seltzers?
Okay, well,
you
here's
drink
what
seltzers
I'll do.
All the time.
I'll take a note to do 3-2-1 seltzers, but I
want to already. We've already done like a 9-minute intro into this segment, basically.
Well, I want to do 3-2-1 fast food.
Do it fast, then go into seltzers.
No, that's a good segment for next week. So I'll put NW.
We just had a very authentic conversation about doing it. Now you're going to pivot.
I'm going to pivot to fast food.
So, hey, yeah, what do you drink? Fast food.
All right, so anyways, if it's on the script, it's on the script.
Oh,
and
my God.
Avery, just to refresh yours and the viewer's mind, when we talk about 3-2-1, it's third favorite, second favorite, most favorite.
And we fight about it.
We will probably will fight about it because I'm right and you're wrong.
I'm going to kick out. I'm going to kick your ass.
No, you won't.
So, I guess, is this the ones we have the most of? What is the 3-2-1 on? Is it our best? What we have the highest opinion on?
It's your top three favorites. Because, like, I look at fast food in a lot of ways. Like, oh, I grab this quick. This will take a little bit longer, but I like it more. Mm-hmm. This is most prevalent, stuff like that.
All right.
So, three.
Two.
And, okay, there are two I want to kick out of it right away. Because they're kind of fast food.
It doesn't count.
But I will take the Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, like that stuff out.
Okay.
I consider that fast food, but
that's just
it takes 10 minutes or less to get it from the time you order it till you get it.
To me, that's just pizza. It's a different
category. No, but like Mod Pizza, though, I would say that's fast food.
Okay.
Because you walk up to a counter and they kind of just...
It's the Subway of pizzas.
Yep. You want to go first?
I only eat there once. Yeah, I can pull out my third favorite right now. I can do that.
Okay.
So my third, I think I'm going to go Jersey Mike's.
Ooh, Jay Mike's.
Yeah. It's not had the longevity for me to like have a lot of lasting memories with it and all that, but I got really big into it senior year. It is, I think they have the best subs in the game. A lot of people disagree with that, but they definitely have the best fast food Philly in the game. So
ooh,
if you're really looking for that.
Have you had a Cousins Philly?
I have. I was not impressed.
I'm just taking some notes.
Was not a big fan of it. All
right.
But I think Jersey Mike's is the better one. My go-to is the number 9 club on their Parmesan rosemary bread. It's delicious. And I always do it.
Delicious.
I always do it Mike's way. Because the guy's name's on the building. He knows what the fuck he's doing.
So I was not thinking of some place, but now I feel like I want to.
Well, you have to factor that in.
You totally do, because I get subs a lot.
It's a whole new genre, and it allows you to narrow down the other places, then. You can just go pick one.
Well, I had my 3-2-1 until you put Jersey Mike's first.
Yeah.
Third, I was originally...
Technically third.
Yeah. I was originally going to go Shake Shack.
Okay.
But I'm going to change it now.
All
right. So I love Shake Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best fast food burger, but it's good. But I've only had it twice, but both times it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to remove it, because... There's only one in Milwaukee and one in like Vernon Hills. So there's nothing around here.
There was one in Brookfield.
There is one in Brookfield. It's new. It just opened recently. But still, for the sake of this conversation, they're not everywhere.
No, not appearing yet.
I like Jimmy John's way more than Subway. But I go to Subway way more.
Why?
Because I like the customization of it.
I don't. I really don't. I want to, if I'm going into a place, I just want to eat.
Now I feel like sub shops could be their own 3-2-1.
I don't know. I have a pretty strong stance.
Quiznos best. I'm just kidding. Anyways.
Not at Quiznos in a while. A long time, actually. Like since I was 12. I think that store's still open in Greenville.
Oh, God. You really.
I've really thrown.
Number three. Bang. Popeyes.
Okay.
I love their spicy chicken sandwich. I love their wings. I love their tenders. And you know what Popeye has elite compared to other fast food places?
Size.
Boom.
Nuts.
Give me some. Red beans and rice, awesome. Mac and cheese, awesome. Probably the best fast food fries in the game.
Yeah.
They're crispy. They're seasoned. They got all those good sauces.
So why are you putting that at number three?
Oh, because you're just wait, baby. Just wait. Well, because there's not a ton of Popeyes. And other than wings at like a bar, I'm not the biggest fried chicken fan.
I'm a big fried chicken fan.
But when it comes to a spicy chicken sandwich, I think that is in the top three.
If you asked me probably senior year of college, I probably would have put Popeyes at one. I think it's off my list right now because I haven't had it in since college.
Yeah. And I don't have it a lot, but when I get a spicy chicken sandwich, and I'm like, this is so, why do I not get this all the time?
Yeah. I always had like two sandwiches in a row, right? Because it was in Janesville. So
yep.
I would just
be a hike.
I would just plow through a bunch right before dinner, too. That's why I'm 2 6.
Yeah, my brother actually used to tell me that he would do a snack dinner and then dinner, which I think is actually hilarious. I know it's not healthy, but I do think it's hilarious.
Well, it's like, well, I'm there. I gotta get Popeyes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a Popeyes basically. If you took Highway 50 to leave Kenosha, there's one right there.
Yeah, but I wasn't in Kenosha. I was in Whitewater.
But I'm talking about when you left here, if you didn't get whatever. Anyways.
Yeah,
Popeye, I've never had a bad experience at Popeyes.
No.
Their food is good. Their food is fresh. Their sauce are good. Their sides are elite.
Yep.
There's nothing bad at Popeyes.
No.
Yeah, so there three is. Popeyes.
All right, so I guess for my...
Louisiana Fast.
That's what it used to be.
Love that chicken Popeyes. I think it's always been that.
It used to be Louisiana Fast. Now it's Love That Chicken
Popeyes. Okay.
Now it is.
Okay. You're all right.
Same.
It is, yeah.
Progression. All right.
Same church, different pew.
It probably is a church choir saying that. I'm not going to lie. Well, but don't.
Number two, baby cake.
Number two, and now flips. Now I'll get into my take on the chicken game. Not saying
Ooh.
That Popeyes.
Do not say what I think you're gonna say.
I'm
is
gonna
it?
Say it.
All
I'm
right.
Say it.
Can I write it before you say it?
I want to see you write it. Yeah, try. Your hands.
Raising.
Don't say yeah. Raising Cane's. All right. I'm a Caniac. All right. I'm very excited for the Kenosha location to open up. I've been mean to get to the one at UWM. Like every time I go, I'm like, I probably shouldn't. You know, a lot of people have some issue with it being not very flavored.
Bland.
Yeah.
I think the sauce makes it.
The sauce makes it.
If that sauce was not there,
it would not be anything special.
No.
But I enjoyed the crispiness of the chicken.
I would put like Raising Cane's like 15th on my list, maybe 16th.
I gotta show a love, dude. I'm gonna love it. I had it down south too to start with, so that's probably part of it. in that same trip we passed by this place called Bojangles.
Bojangles is good.
I've never had it.
Bojangles is good.
I don't know if I'll ever
get them
Bo-berry
biscuits.
But I always thought it was I always pictured in my head like a high school coach yelling that as a kid's name.
Damn it, Bojangle!
First name Bo and then Jangle. And like he makes a play on defense or whatever. I was like, yes! Bojangles!
Bojangles is good.
I've not had it, but again, just seeing how many fried chicken places down south.
What if we took a week off and did Tommy and Avery versus... Wow, we couldn't do In-N-Out, though, because that's too far. But we could do almost everything but In-N-Out.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's where I'll put it. I mean, it's simple. It's fucking chicken strips. Do you want them or not? Yes? Great. Come on down.
We might have the same number one.
Have that peppery mayo.
It's actually...
No, it's like a peppercorn, like Thousand Island sauce, pretty much.
There's three predominant ingredients in the Raising Cane's.
Pepper.
Number one. Well, it's not number one. Pepper. Pepper, wash your sister sauce, and mayo. And there's a little garlic, salt.
Yeah,
you know,
subtleties.
But those are that's the flavors.
Either you love the sauce or you hate the sauce.
I love the sauce. I wish they made a spicy cane sauce.
I think, why don't they just make the spicy chicken strips instead?
Because then you have to make spicy fries too.
I also really like being in the restaurants because like they are just
they're clean, they're fun,
but they're dripping with personality. You know,
yeah,
is a thing. They're not stale and cold. It's a lot of pictures of, I mean, it's a lot of college stuff. It's a lot of dog with the sunglasses, fucking Elvis.
You know, Avery, I know you're not a big casino person, but the first thing you see when you leave the casino and walk in is a Raising Cane's.
Hell yeah,
glistening. Brand new.
You also see that when you're walking out of Six Flags.
Yep. They have one on each side of the interstate, and that's why.
Yep. And now Post Malone is also big.
Yep. He bought three of them.
He might have bought some steak, yeah, in that chicken place.
He didn't buy steak. He bought chicken.
Point being, it's on the rise, whether you like it or not. I am on the side of the Craniacs. I'm going to make that number two because I don't think it's going to really be on this list. Popeyes probably could have got on my list, but I'm going to make things interesting.
Number two, baby, Culver's.
Okay.
Curter Burger came back Monday. It's back for a month. Curter Burger's fire. Have you had it?
No.
Oh, dude.
It's
not my favorite thing.
If you don't get into Culver's by 8 a.m., yeah, it's gone.
What?
They don't open until 10:30.
That's my point. They're gone immediately. Okay.
But they have them for two or two. Anyways,
immediately they're gone.
Things that are awesome at Culver's.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Melts.
Yeah.
Chicken tenders.
One flavor. Yes.
I like the buffalo and the original.
A lot of people don't like the buffalo at all.
I love the buffalo. I have a refined palate. I love their spicy chicken sandwich. I love their pork loin sandwich. I love their pot rib sandwich. I like their grilled chicken sandwich. Every burger's good. I'm not going to say any burger.
Yeah.
Pot rib dinner's good. The fish fry's good. The shrimp dinner's good. The chili's good. What's bad at Culver's?
No, really nothing. I mean, I've never had a salad there, so.
Salads, a lot of them have tree nuts in them.
Well, then you haven't either. So.
I've had the strawberry fields salad. But my favorite Culver's burger, the cheddar butter burger bacon. Double. Not triple. Triple's too much.
Yeah, Jesus. Especially one of those.
But cheese curds, fire too. But honestly, Culver's reminds me of home.
Culver's is always
good. It's always a Wisconsin burger, Wisconsin sides, Wisconsin people.
When I was up in Green Bay, it was always Culver's was the big one. And then I went to college and everyone was like, Culver sucks. So it's...
Yeah, that met a lot of Illinois people I went to school too, though.
Your brother?
Brandon likes Culver's. The only reason... So Brandon likes Culver's food. You know why Brandon, as a child, hated Culver's? Because once or twice a week, we'd be there for car shows. Mm. Ooh, opening the book.
Mm. Opening the book.
Tyler doesn't like Culver's.
Why?
I don't know. He just doesn't.
I feel like if I sat him down with two beers in him, gave him a cheeseburger, cheese curd, and a sweet tea.
He told him it was from the bar.
What? I told him, try this burger. This is the best burger I've ever had.
It's Pops.
He probably would say it's Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So that's Culver's. Avery, I think we might have the same number one.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I've got to think about mine for a while.
Oh, I know mine in a spot.
Just take the show here.
I don't want
to copy yours anymore.
I'm not taking the show, Doug. If we have the same one, that's fine.
Culver's, I think, might have been my number one, but now I want to
pick it off. No. If it's your number one.
No, I don't want to say that because I might have something else. So let me think. Let me go through the book. I'm trying to think of what I probably go. Oh, okay. Yeah, my number one is Chick-fil-A. I've eaten that the most.
Oh, shit! Yeah. I did not think that at all.
I mean, I'm just thinking about what I eat on a weekly basis.
I've never had it.
You can't.
Well, I've had the grilled tenders one time, but.
Yeah, and those aren't anything.
They're trash. They're watery.
Chick-fil-A is, I think, the new McDonald's in terms of the pinnacle of how fast food is being served. They get through your drive-thru lines quickly. Their app is very easy and gives you as much customization as you want on the sandwich, picking what kind of cheese, what kind of sides, what kind of sauce do you want. The brand is exploding. For 6 days of the week, they are dominating the league. I think they have still probably the second best spicy chicken sandwich in the game. I don't think
they are. You think Popeye's is number one?
Popeye's, I think, is still number one. I have not had Popeye's in 2 years now, so... Yeah, gonna have to give the recently buy-ins to Chick-fil-A.
What is your normal order when you go to a Chick-fil-A?
So right now, the past...
Have you tried the new honey pimento jalapeno?
I did.
Was it good?
I enjoyed it.
I figured. It looks really good.
It is solid. I think...
Have you tried the caramel ribbon crunch shake?
I don't really do the shakes there.
Yeah.
Don't really. I stick to pretty much just the chicken and like the waffle fries and the sauce. That's pretty much it. I get maybe the lemonade some days.
Okay.
But like, so my original, when I first moved right next to it, was going to be a grilled chicken deluxe with bacon and Colby Jack cheese. But that's basically your just prepped up chicken sandwich. If I was feeling within a side of waffle fries, Polynesian, and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce, which is a honey mustard barbecue.
It's good.
I've had the sauce.
The sauce is solid. I actually remember before they were selling it in stores, my roommate sophomore year, he got me he snagged a restaurant tub.
No way.
It was probably about that tall.
Yep.
Which is probably about basically
10 to 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Of a tub.
Yeah. Of Chick-fil-A sauce. And yeah, it was probably about gay-wide, you don't want to recall that. And
A pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like a wider pint of Chick-fil-A sauce. And I would go to go down to Esker? Yeah, Esker.
Esker and Drummond were the two dining halls.
Go down to Esker. And that little convenience store they had set up, they had frozen nuggets there.
They did.
I get those little packs. And I remember, if I had the room to myself, I would just put on some YouTube. And I would heat those suckers up, and I would just dump those in, and it was awesome.
It was awesome.
That was COVID year. But then that was before COVID hit. That was before the Fire Nation attacked. Now, though, my new favorite sauce is actually the sweet and spicy sriracha that they have there. I actually really enjoy that one.
I'd like to try that sauce.
It's like it's very comparable to Asian Zing at Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know, it might be a fun thing me and you do for the podcast this winter when we have a little more time.
Chicken nuggets. Dino nuggets.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We switch off like weeks. I don't do this all the time because we always aspire to be skinny, even though we're not.
We're really not.
We could call this the Thick Boy Podcast, but we're not going to do that.
Then, Brent, we get sued by Brandon Schwab, who has got Thick Boy Productions.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they make really bad comedy specials.
Oh.
Like, they're not.
Anyways, funny. What we could do is, like, you. Well, basically, I'd go out before the podcast and get two burgers, two chicken sandwiches, two subs, two whatever. And then I would put them both on paper plates, and you'd tell me where they're from.
We throw these. Well, I don't.
We don't throw them.
No, we've thrown this idea around.
I think we throw a lot of ideas around.
Well, yeah, it's,
we have unlimited ideas.
Yeah, we got so many.
All right, my number one is Taco Bell.
Really? After just eating it?
No, I
can't do it.
I mean, they did take away my favorite item.
It's going away a lot of everyone's favorite item.
Quesarito.
Yeah. But the quesadilla was the first time I had the stereotypical Taco Bell experience after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was a steak, though. I don't know the quesadilla itself.
Oh, yeah. You really shouldn't be eating Taco Bell steak.
No. Oh,
yeah.
God, no.
No, you beef or chicken. But, no, I like – what I like about Taco Bell, the staple – you can always go in there and get a Crunchwrap. You used to always be able to get a quesadilla even though you can't now. Mm. Favorite fast food breakfast in the game,
yes.
Without a doubt.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. I can still always go there and get a beefy five-layer burrito,
yep.
Chicken burrito, mm-hmm. Crunchwrap. But the best thing about Taco, they rotate and keep the specials fresh.
They do have a...
The reason I go to Taco Bell so much is just basically to try the new stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it's at least once a month that there's something new. They had the birria tacos that...
I had like the Castellano tacos or something like that, that's what I saw today. I had the chicken... Taquitos today.
Yeah, the hard chicken. Those are good.
Yeah.
As long as you get a good sauce to dip in.
Yeah, that spicy ranch order they have,
yeah.
That's really good.
The only problem is those are expensive. They're like, it's like three.
It's $3.29 for two.
For two of them. And they're taquitos, basically.
Yeah, the ends were actually super hard.
But right now they've added a new $2 item to their menu, the chicken enchilada burrito. That's fire.
I saw that. It looked good.
That's good.
I didn't pull the trig on that.
Yeah.
But I just had a Crunchwrap, and honestly, I made some of mine at home, and it was...
No, yeah, dude. But
dude, it was so much better. Like I love Crunchwraps.
Have you ever went to Taco Bell and other than eating the steak, been like, that sucked?
I think. Well, as I'm going through this right now, I've thought about how much money I just spent. I'm like, that was not worth it.
You gotta know how to order at Taco Bell.
I made a decent order. I think I was happy with what I ordered. I mean, I'm not happy with now. I'm happy with the order.
A big part of my reasoning though is Taco Bell. You can go to Taco Bell for three meals a day and get different stuff. You could go to Taco Bell for breakfast,
yes,
and get a breakfast Crunchwrap and an iced coffee.
Okay,
you go to. Let me finish.
Would you call getting a Crunchwrap at dinner a different?
No, nope. I would call a Crunchwrap a lunch. I would call the tacos and $2 burritos a lunch. But then you go there for dinner, get the grilled cheese burrito, the big burrito, the XL. That's the dinner item. Cheesy gordita crunch. I would call that. A dinner item. I could go to Taco three times a day and get three very different things.
You're still leaving out, I think, the actually best item on the menu for me. That's the grilled chicken chalupa. That's the best.
Okay, I would get a ground beef chalupa.
I would not.
That's fine. The chalupa is fine. But the cheesy gordita crunch is the best of a taco and a chalupa.
It kind of is, kind of isn't. I like because the chalupa tastes more fresh to me with chicken.
That's fine.
It tastes way more fresh.
It's still a deep fried puff, you know.
Yeah, but the stuff inside doesn't make you feel sick.
But if you get a Doritos Locos Cheesy Gordita Crunch with the fiery shell.
I don't think they have that anymore.
What?
They got rid of that.
I don't think they got rid of that.
There's not that much Doritos Locos anymore.
They still have Doritos Locos Tacos.
Just the one, but they said two.
They have three. Oh, he's... Okay. Okay, we have this fancy... Oh, actually... We're going to talk about this more next week because we just talked about a lot of things for half hour. Avery,
yep.
Do your little side out thing.
All right, everybody. Hey, follow us on Instagram or wherever else that we have a social media page. Look up 4 Beers, No Fears.
social media posts. We're doing more of that, kind of getting more creative with it. Tune in next week or whenever.
Tune in next week for next week.
Whenever we end up doing these 69 special.
Cheers. You're supposed to say cheers, not me.
Well, switch it up.